You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
And you're back with us on KSL at Night for the second hour of the most interesting news on the air. And I'm Greg Skordis alongside Leah Murray. Leah, you sort of introduced this topic as we were breaking after the last segment, but immigration has become a hot topic issue in this year's election, probably as much as it's ever been. And if you look at some of the ads, especially for our national offices, obviously, congressional offices, Senate, people are hitting immigration hard. And it's also a subject that's been tough on the current administration. Biden has taken a hit on his approach to immigration. Some of his executives have taken a hit on their approaches to immigration. And certain states have said, look, the administration's not doing his job. So I'm talking about Texas. We're going to do it ourselves. You know, we're going to take care of this ourselves.
I mean, like the only department secretary in American history, Mayorkas, who was impeached over this particular issue. The impeachment doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't get convicted. But the answer is this is a problem. I think Texas had 350,000 people trying to cross the border in December. The issue, I think, for Joe Biden is he's trying to wait or make claims that he's waiting for Congress to act. And I'm not sure. Look, when there's a problem, a little bit, we expect our president to solve it.
Just
does that make sense
and
do something?
Right. And he hasn't. But somebody who has is our next guest. We're joined this evening by Brad Bonham, a Utah RNC committeeman. Brad, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Leah. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate you guys having me on.
And so tell our listeners this. What is RNC National Committeeman? Let's start with that, because I think we all know what it is, but maybe our listeners don't.
Well, Greg, I was going to say, how long do we have? But actually, I can boil this down into a couple of key points. So I am one of three people from the state of Utah that get to represent the Utah Republican Party, but on the national stage. So I am a member of the RNC, as well as our GOP chair, Rob Axon, and Anne-Marie Lampropoulos, our committee woman. And so we get to preach the gospel of what makes Utah great and hopefully spread that to the rest of the country.
All right. So a couple weeks ago, Brad, I interviewed Congresswoman Malloy because she had also gone on a trip to the border. And one of the things I asked her was, like, what did you see while you were there? So I'll ask you the same thing. When you traveled to the border, you know, what were you seeing? You know, like, what was going on?
So I was actually there with Congresswoman Malloy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. And a couple of our amazing sheriffs from here in Utah came down with me. And I would say what I saw was substantially more concerning than what I had even thought we were going to see. We met with Sheriff Daniels of the Cochise County Sheriff's Office, a great man, loves our country. We met with a number of his law enforcement personnel, and they escorted us along a long section of the border. And what was really kind of stood out to me, we watched actually in real time through their camera system as people just walked across the border. There was large open sections with no wall, no gates, no border patrol. You can just walk into our country. And it was very alarming. I didn't realize how easy it was to get into the United States and how few resources currently we have, deployed to keep our borders secure. So that was probably the most alarming thing to me.
So Brad, without necessarily pointing fingers, why is this the case? Why is it so easy to enter our country right now? And maybe to some of us, maybe it's always been easy. We just haven't been aware of it. But what's going on that's causing this to be such a concern?
Well, here's something really fascinating that I learned, because I think Trump, when he ran, you know, it was build the wall. What I didn't understand until I was actually down there was President Obama has built a huge chunk of the border wall. And so as we were driving along the border, we drove miles and miles and miles. The sheriff was pointing out, he said, this is the Obama wall, and here's where Trump took over the wall. And so it wasn't a Democrat versus Republican thing until, you know, very recently. It, like, both of those presidents understood the value in securing our border. And you know, Trump made it kind of a rallying cry. And you know, and now we're honestly doing nothing to secure the border. I mean, that's really what I took away. I don't know why. Like, I can't answer that question succinctly. But it is very concerning. We have large sections of border fence that we have paid hundreds of millions of dollars for that is just sitting, lying there. I have you know, hours of footage of just, you know, unbuilt border wall. And it's very concerning.
Brad, can you talk to me about, so when, and I'm not asking you to defend President Biden, I just don't misunderstand my question, but like, he's making the claim that Congress needs to give more specific rules, right? Or he's waiting for congressional action. I am persuaded that that might not be the right move anyway, but can you help us understand why, like, what would he be looking for Congress to do? Does that make sense? What is the, like, what would be left? Does Congress have to make some new rules? Is it about long-term immigration reform? Like, what is he looking for?
So I don't know that President Biden, I guess, if he's blaming Congress for what's going on. I mean, he, the first week in office, and this, again, I'm just returning and reporting and you know, from what I heard from law enforcement, the first week in office, Joe Biden rescinded kind of the emergency funding that Donald Trump had put in place. And that essentially, in part, defunded a lot of the law enforcement efforts and certainly the wall construction that existed there. So I actually think the president of the United States can do a lot to help this border crisis. And at a bare minimum, he can, you know, use the bully pulpit to rally people around this. And so I don't quite buy it, quite frankly. And this I'm really trying hard not to be partisan here. The president's job is to secure our country and keep us safe. And I talking to the law enforcement, these guys are heroes and they are working 20-hour days and they are trying to get bad guys off the streets. And they have lost just citizens. Every time they try to pull over an illegal driver, by the way, they run. They're given the instructions by the cartel, just floor it and go. And so they've lost, I think, 23 people in the last 2 years in Cochise County have been hit by illegals and killed. And it's just shocking, like, this is going on in our amazing country.
Brad, let me ask you this. You speak to a lot of people. You're involved a lot in Utah politics. In terms of election issues coming up, we've got the economy. We've got the rising debt ceiling. We've got the abortion issue. Where does immigration stand, do you think, with the American public as it goes to the ballot box this next November?
You know, Greg, I personally think that this issue alone, and while those other issues I care deeply about, I'm very pro-choice. I love our free market capitalist society where we try to take care of each other, hopefully. I think this issue is what will cause Joe Biden to lose the election. And I've heard it even, you'll hear Democrats on the House floor say, hey, we got to get going on this issue. You know, like, these poll numbers are terrible, and in large part because it doesn't appear like our president and his administration really care much about it. And you know, according to my sheriff friends down there, he doesn't. You know, they do not feel supported in these efforts.
Interesting. Well, we'll see how that plays out. Brad Bonham, thank you for joining us this evening on KSL at Night. And thanks for what you do for our state.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Leah.
Do you agree with that, Leah? Do you agree that that's a big issue? Because it seems to be. I mean, otherwise, I can't imagine why some of these politicians are hitting that.
I think one of the things that happened during the Trump administration is that the left wing of the Democratic Party made it an argument that it's immoral to have border security. So I think they tied up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like the having any border security was an immoral thing to do. I think they're wrong. And I think the pulling back of the funding that Brad talks about leads to law enforcement not being supported. And it has probably directly led to this crisis. And someone has to say, having border security is not necessarily immoral. How we do it might have some moral reflections, but not the security itself.
Yep. When we come back after the break, I want to pick your brain on this one, Leah. We're talking about universities and what's going on campuses right now. Stay with us.
911. What's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.